forward the OS calling CQ to Blue Ridge to Mirror Net. Your net control tonight is KI4 DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. Third, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag tube portion. Folks, the echo link part of the repeater is still down, as is the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. So we don't have any of those pre-nets or the echo link tonight. So we'll start with the RF check-ins in the Alpha through Delta group A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. And Gary, please check in. Kilo, Kilo. Delta, Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4. Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in B-mod, and we're both being negative and negative.
For DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like say good evening, KK4DMW. That's Mr. Rick and his sweet bride, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. They're down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Rick. Tell Miss Lorena we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And Rick, if you were checking Michelle in, you had no audio there at the end of your transmission. There was a good strong signal coming into the repeater, but just didn't have any audio. You want to try that again?
Okay, please check in. Kilo, let me start that over. Please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in wear shoals, and she'll be negative and negative via telephone relay.
And ma'am, we got her that time, KM4MOQ. That's Miss Michelle, that's Rick and Lorena's daughter. And she is down there in wear shoals via telephone relay. Hope everything is well with you, Lorena, and Miss Michelle. Hope y'all didn't have any damage or anything like that. Hope y'all are staying safe there, Rick. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Additional stations in the Alpha through Delta group A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Pick us in out of turn. KG4PFI and Linda. KG4QLQ. We're down here in Piedmont, and we'll just be negative and negative. And we did have some damage. Our shop is gone.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please say good evening to my big old tall buddy Don, KG4PFI, down there in Piedmont. And he brings along his sweet little bride, Miss Linda, KG4QLQ. Also down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Don. Tell Linda we said hello, and I'm sorry about your shop. Were you able to salvage a chainsaw so you could cut the tree off of it?
No cutting no tree off of this one. This thing must be 100 years old. It is a whopper, and it's got my shop crushed. I've got a guy supposed to come cut it off, so he's backed up right now, so it's going to take a while, so... Talk to you later. Hope everything's on your ends okay. KG4BFI clear.
Here is pretty good. We can't complain about anything. We had just a little minor damage, nothing major, nothing like you had. But was that the tree that was down there kind of to the back left of your shop?
And it was not on my property, but it took my fence down, and then I had another one come down from another side, and It wasn't on my property either. It took my fence down on that side, and then the one that fell across my shop took the fence down on the other side. So guess where my generator was? It was in my shop.
Sorry, I really do, but anyway, y'all are safe, and that's the only thing that matters to me. You know, all that other stuff can be replaced, but you and Linda can't. So appreciate you taking the time to check in with us and tell us a little bit about what happened to you down there this evening. Again, tell Miss Linda we said hello, and I look forward to talking to you again real soon. Continuing with the roll call, let's see, let's go up to the Echo Through Hotel Group, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Carrying all in the net. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. I have no comment, but I will hang around for the rag shoe tonight.
KI4DOS. Harry, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Keller, North Carolina, where we have everything but water tonight. So, somewhere in there, there's a praise the Lord and thank you.
For Echo Delta Whiskey, Ed in Brevard, no comments, no traffic hold.
The DLS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. He's up there in Penrose, and appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. And I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Hope you and Miss Elise are both well and safe. And then we got KC4EZ. And that's Mr. Perry up there in Chandler with everything but running water. Sorry about that, Harry. Harry, I don't know if that will hurt or not, but when the water comes back on, it might not hurt to boil it a little, you know, for a day or two for drinking purposes and that sort of stuff, yeah, just to be on the safe side. But I wish you well there, young man. Hope everything else stays up and running. And appreciate you being with us, and hope you stay well and safe. And then we got N4EDW. That's Mr. Ed. He's up there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Ed. Hope you are well and safe. Additional stations in the Echo Through Hotel Group, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Please check in N4CRV, November 4, Charlie Romeo Victor, Lee in Simpsonville, negative and negative.
Bert DOS. And Gary, please check in KI4EJY, Kilo India 4, Echo Juliet Yankee. This is Elijah and Lyman. I'll be negative and negative. And congrats on the building. Looks good.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to N4CRV. That's Mr. Lee down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lee. Hope you are doing well and staying safe. And KI4EJ. Surprise, they were supposed to call. Yeah, well, they said they'd call the week before. And all the got a phone call this morning. Okay. So I went out there and you see the results. I was real tickled and pleased with that. But do appreciate you, Elisha, for giving me the information, and hope you get yours taken care of real soon. Let's see here. We're in the Echo Through Hotel Group, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, November 4, Echo Delta X-ray, N4, EDX, Evans, Wananoa. Good evening. KI4DOS. Juliet, Gene, and
US. Again, out of order, and please forgive us, for we're going into the black hole here shortly for this repeater system, but check in November Charlie 9 Victor and my lovely bride Wendy, KE4DXJ. And we're in Hendersonville, bubbling that way back home. And thank you to everybody helping out on this relief effort. NC9B.
We're DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I may have had a double error between Ed and Mr. Gene, so if I don't read your call back, come back and try it again. I'd like to say good evening to N4EDX, Mr. Ed, up there in Swannanoa. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ed. Hope you are doing well, and I hope you didn't get washed away completely up there. It was a bad-looking situation up there around Swannanoa. I hope you stay well and safe. And then we got W4FHJ. That's Mr. Gene over there in Taylor. Gene, appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well there, young man. Hope you stay safe. And NV, that's Mr. Leon and his sweet bride, KE4DXJ. That's Miss Wendy. They're up there mobiling up here towards Hendersonville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Leon. Tell Miss Wendy we said hello. Y'all stay well and safe. Any others in the hotel group E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Move on up to the next alphabetical group, which is India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and that's where I'll be negative and negative. Say it's 53 for each one of you.
No S. Anybody on the net, please check in Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November, that's KE6KEN. This is Ken in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
AI4, DOS. If you would, please check NWW4JET. That's Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango. It's Matthew here, Northern Pickens County by Table Rock. And no traffic and no chew tonight. Thanks for calling in.
KOS. Check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. And also, please check in my friend Craig, normally in Waynesville area. We're hanging out for a barbecue, and so his call sign is Kilo Oscar 4, Kilo November Delta, KO4KND. And his name is Craig again. We're in and out. Thanks for running the net.
DOS. Kilo India 4, Lima Zulu India. KI4LZI, Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table. Our commercial power came up here about 3:30 or 4 o'clock today.
DOS, thank you for being there for us tonight. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. You can mark us in and out, but I would like if, when you recognize James, he might come back with a word on Sid. I haven't heard him check in a while, so concerned about it. KK4 JPQ. Back to you, Gary.
In the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4JFO. That's Mr. James. He's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. I hope you are doing well and staying safe. And James, do you have any word on Sid?
Yeah, this is KK4JFO. Not really a latest word, but I know that as far as him operating on a 6-4 repeater or anything else, or this one, either one. the last I've heard of him, his power is still out, and so he has no capabilities of running radio on any of the nets that he attends to. So I believe he's okay, and but like I say, I about believe they're still without power. And this is KK4JFO taking it back to back to your net.
I do appreciate it. Thank you very much for that information. And I'm sure Larry appreciated that. Continuing with recognition of the check-ins here, we got KE6KEN. That's Mr. Ken. He's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ken. Hope you're doing well and staying safe. And WW4JET. That's Mr. Matthew. He's over in Northern Pickens County up there near Table Rock. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matthew. Hope you are doing well and staying safe. And KO4JKV, that's Mr. Duncan. He's up there in Asheville, and he brings along his friend Craig, KO4KND. And I don't remember where you said Craig was from there, Duncan. But I think it's a little north of you. Is that right?
Out of that, but he's out there in Waynesville, so he came in to have a cookout. So we're just hanging out and assessing everything. Back to you, KO4JKV.
All righty there, Duncan. Craig is from Waynesville, and they're having a cookout and having a good time on a Saturday night. But do appreciate you, Duncan. Enjoy your meal and enjoy the fellowship. That's more important than the meal is. But y'all take care, stay well, and stay safe. And then we got KI4LZI. That's Mr. Andy. He's up there around Table Rock. And Andy, you got his power back on late this afternoon, so we're glad you're back on commercial power, Andy. Hope all is well up there with you and your family, and y'all stay well and safe. And then we got KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry and his sweet bride, KC4MSK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Miss Donna, we said hello. And Larry, I'll be right back to you, but I will say, go ahead and check my little bride in, my pretty little bride Joy, K3JOY. She's in the other room, and she was, I don't know what she was doing. She was watching TV and reading a book. But back to you, Larry. Did that help about seeing?
So much. I know his usual net is tomorrow night. I will still I'll still be present on that frequency at that time. I wish him the best. It is a real asset here, and we do miss him. And James, if you're still listening, you can get a word to him. Tell him we are offering up prayers. KK4JBQ. Back to you, Gary.
We do appreciate it, and y'all, you and Miss Donna, take care, stay well, and stay safe over there in Greer. Additional stations in the India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the next alphabetical group, which is Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS. Say good evening to my buddy Walt, K4OIM, over there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Walt. Tell Miss Joanne and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope all of y'all are safe and well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Check in KN4NQT, Wes, over in Powdersville. I'll be negative and negative. We got our power on today. Hallelujah.
We're DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KN4NQT. That's Mr. Wes over there in Powdersville, where they got their power back today.
Glad you got your power back on today, Wes. And I rode over through Powdersville yesterday in and around that area, and there's a lot of trees on a lot of power lines. I'm glad you got your power back up and running, and yeah, those guys out there that are working on the power lines, oh, geez, well, where would we be without them? They have really been putting forth a tremendous effort and getting our power back on as quickly as they have. So it's taken them a little while, but you've got to get the trees off the power lines before you can put power back to them. So they have a lot of cleanup to do. But glad you got your power back today, Wes, and hope y'all stay well and safe. We move up now to the next alphabetical group, to the Quebec Through Tango group, Q through T, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Check in KQ4 Tango Golf Hotel. That's KQ4 Tango Golf Hotel. This is Jonathan. I'm in Easley, and I'll be negative and negative.
KQ4 TGH. 4DOS. There, Gary, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf, KO4 QLG. This is Chris, and I'm in Liberty, and I will be negative and negative.
KI4DOS. I'm slipping tonight, Gary. Chris beat me. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and Joy and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative. Hey, Chris.
Hello, Tom.
4DOS. Kilo, Kilo 4, Tango Romeo Juliet. Bill and Cowpainter. I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KQ4TGH. That's my neighbor Jonathan over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jonathan. Hope you are doing well and staying safe. And then we got my other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, KO4QLG over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Chris. Hope you are doing well and staying safe. And N0TR, that's Mr. Tom, he's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us, Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. And Tom, I know what it is, that apple strudel done got you slowed down. You shouldn't have eaten so much. But I'm sure it was delicious, because Miss Bernice is a good cook. And I know that's not the only thing that she's made lately. I just happen to remember that one item. But anyway, you and Miss Bernice have a great evening. Tell Miss Bernice I said hello. And then we got KK4TRJ. That's Mr. Bill. He's up there in Cowpens. Good signal, as always, into the repeater there, Bill. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you are doing well and staying safe. Additional check-ins in the Quebec Through Tango group, Q through T, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
It's pumpkin pie tonight, Gary. Homemade pumpkin pie.
Yes. 8-Kilo-4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4-R-O-W Richard Grable. No traffic, no...
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to Brother Richard, K4ROW, over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you are doing well and staying safe. And Tom, I wish you hadn't said that. Pumpkin pie is one of my most favorite pies. I love pumpkin pies. I'd come over and get me a piece of it, but it wouldn't be any by the time I got there, so I'll just let you have it. But tell Miss Bernice again we said hello. And enjoy your pie, Tom. Let's see here. Let's move up now to the patient group on a Saturday night, the Uniform True Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Miss Joy and everyone on the net, please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima Kilo. I'm Shane. I'm at home in Cleveland tonight. Gary, no traffic, no table. Thank you for calling the net.
QoS, please check in. Kilo, X-ray, 4, Yankee, Mike, Scott, Greenville, negative, negative. Thanks for calling the net.
4DOS, please check in N4VUT. That's November 4, Victor, Uniform Tango. This is Jamie in Tigerville. I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane. He's up there at home in Cleveland. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Shane. Tell Miss Beth we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well and staying safe. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott. He's over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Scott. Tell Miss Mary and Miss Mary we said hello. That's your wife and daughter. For those out there that don't know, I didn't say, think I'm losing my mind. Anyway, tell Mary and Mary we said hello there, Scott. Hope y'all are doing well and staying safe. And N4VUT, that's Mr. Jamie. He's up there in Tigerville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jamie. Hope you are doing well and staying safe. Additional stations in the Uniform Through Zulu Group. U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Alphabet one time. We'll see if we'll make an all call all the way through the alphabet A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. E4UJC. Kilowatt Echo 4, Uniform Juliet Charlie. This is Brandon out of Piedmont, South Carolina. I've not been on the airwaves in the last 20 years. This is my first time back in. I think I was in last night talking to Mr. Larry, KC4SKD. Negative, and I'm not staying around for the rag
shoot
tonight.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to KE4UJC. Mr. Brandon, I missed where you're located. If you tell me that again, I'd appreciate it there, young man.
JC, my name is Brandon, and I am out of Piedmont, South Carolina. My dad is Kilowatt Ocean 4, Mexico Zulu. That is Eric out of the Blue Ridge Mountains.
How you in there, Brandon? They got power and still in one piece up there?
Have power and water. Still no internet, but he's running on the airways. I've not heard him call in tonight, so I don't think he's available around here. But they're doing pretty good. He's also got a battery backup system on the house, so they've been good with that. I think power came back on Tuesday evening of this week.
Well, I'm glad that he has power back and everything seems to be working. And please give him our best when you talk to him again and tell him we're thinking about him and praying for all those folks up there in the mountains that have had so much devastation to come through, but do appreciate you. You stay well and stay safe, and did you say you're going to be around for rag shooting? If you are, I'll be back to you just a little bit.
Thank you for you, JC.
All right, Brandon, we'll be back to you here shortly. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Big pause normally means we got everybody for the time being, so this is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net, with our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag chew portion of the net, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. First up on the clean, shiny, dry stuff is a very hard-working young man that's been going since last Friday. And that's KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Patrick, are you decompressing a little bit now?
KO4HKX, sorry. I've got to throw my call sign out now. It's been a long week.
You have been a busy fella. But we do appreciate all the efforts that you have put forth, and I know you've had a lot of help, but, you know, you're the one that started this stuff and got the ball rolling as far as the ham radio community goes. And we really appreciate you and all that you've done. I'm sure the other folks up there do as well. But it's not over with yet, is it?
Kind of what I was hanging around to talk about was a little bit of what had gone on this week, so can kind of fill people in and just kind of let you know that things aren't over, nowhere close. We still have people out there that they're in recovery mode now in places. It's no longer search and rescue, it's recovery, unfortunately. But there's a lot going on behind the scenes, and for me, everybody keeps saying it's me, that I'm the face of it, doing it. I want you to know that I am the face. I might be the face of it, but without each and every one of you on the other end of this radio and repeater, none of this could happen. I mean, it's just unbelievable, the support that's coming in.
That's the thing, the name of the game, man, Patrick. You've got to have a voice up there to kind of lead the masses, so to speak. But it's great that the way the ham community has really pitched in, it really is. And it's you know, there's folks from all over everywhere, and it's just amazing the support that has poured in. I've listened to it quite a bit. I haven't participated a whole lot, but have been listening to it, and when I could chime in and help, I did. But it's amazing how well the communities come together in a disaster. And as you said, it's you know, the rescue part is pretty much over with. It's in the recovery stages, but you know, there's still a lot of things that have to happen. You know, I was talking to Joy earlier, and we are just so blessed. You know, we didn't have nowhere near the damage a lot of other folks in our neighborhood did. And our neighborhood didn't have anything close to what they had up there in Western North Carolina. So, you know, I don't know, it was just a bad spot, and the torrential rains that we had, and all the creeks and rivers that flow down into the French Broad up there, and then it flows on down and just wiped out a whole bunch of stuff, and goodness gracious, it's just, yeah. I'm glad that we've got amateur radio to try to keep up with everybody, Patrick.
Yeah, Gary, I'm trying to keep some notes. Now I'm going to have to take some time to go back through and organize them and sift through them because they've just gotten, I've got a stack and it just keeps growing. And then I've got stuff here at home. But just the stuff off the top of my mind, I've taken calls for trees falling on an individual and having to get 911 during the storm Friday morning, and people trying to locate each other, taking several calls like that throughout the week that we've sent people out to locate somebody. And then the real blessing is watching the stuff come in. I've tried to listen this afternoon to a little bit about what's come in, and I missed a lot of it, but I'll give you what I did get. There has been close to 100 airplane loads of stuff and helicopter loads of stuff fly into the airport there right across the road from us. Trucks, untold number of tractor and trailer loads of stuff, water, clothes, you name it, boxes. We needed boxes. We've needed food serving trays. There's 40,000 pounds of apples delivered to us, 9 pallets or so of sanitation wipes from the same company, the same person, and the list just goes on and on. One of the fellow ham operators today, and forgive me about call signs, I don't have them in front of me, but he brought in a pallet load of tarps and roofing supplies and delivered them in, and we've been distributing that stuff out. Somebody donated, burped there for a minute, almost 200 pounds of beef so we could serve it out, because we're serving 3 meals a day out of the church to the staff that's there, the community that's coming in. We're not turning anybody away empty. And it's going out as fast as it's coming in. The problem is there gets to be a bottleneck down there at the end of the parking lot trying to get in and out. So we've had to put people down there directing traffic, and it is just, I can't just give you a mental picture of how much has gone on.
No doubt. Well, just listening to all the stuff that has gone across the radio, across the repeater, it's just amazing that the number of volunteers that have stepped up and jumped in there and, helped out as any way they could. And that's the name of the game. My hat's off to all of them. My heart goes out to them. They've been very thankful. They don't do it for anything other than that they want to help somebody. And, it's just out of the goodwill of their heart. And that's what it's all about, Patrick, when we have something of this nature happen. But I can't imagine all those air traffic, the guys over there at the airport, they're probably not accustomed to having that many flights come in that often, are they?
It was a private airport there behind us, the Penrose Airport. It's privately owned, and they opened it up so disaster relief could get in. And as long as we can keep the flight restrictions down from our politicians coming in here so they can get their surveys done, we can get more done, because that pauses us for at least a half a day when that goes on about stuff coming in and out. We've had so much stuff, we've had to get a second warehouse. Somebody donated a space in our second warehouse coming in and out. But I don't want you to think that that's going to just sit there, because it's moving out. We had to clear our parking lot so we could push it out. So they donated space in another second warehouse for us. And then we've had the use of forklifts donated that are going to go over there and help in that warehouse. We've got tree crews going out. I have a radio crew going out again in the morning doing surveys for us so we can figure out where to go with all the stuff and push them further in. So they're taking ATVs and UTVs and going into where you can't get a vehicle.
It's just amazing that, it's not either. We come together when something like this happens, but it's just uplifting that you have that much help. Going out and manning the radios, well, I don't know if you got enough people on the radios or not, but there's a lot of radio traffic, and it's kind of slowed up a little bit, but still, you've got the distribution of all the goods coming in, and it's got to go out to the folks that need it. And it's not just the folks coming in and picking it up. You have people taking it out as well, right?
And for anybody that is curious about a lot of it, they post a lot of it on their webpage, and you can go to the webpage is WGCR.org. They post all this information on there from past times they've done this and this time too. But the church I'm working with, they've been doing disaster relief around the world for the last 35 years. It happens to be 4 miles from my house, and I know a lot of these people, and it just kind of grew, and I want to tell everybody thank you for everything. Even just allowing us to use the repeater, giving us the space to do that, because there were days up here that this repeater was all there was for communications. We didn't have anything else.
that was it.
So I want to tell everybody thank you very much from the bottom of my heart for everything you've done, just being patient with us.
Passing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Well, Patrick, you know, I was told by one of the original people that started this, put this repeater up and started the club, that that's what this repeater was put up there for, you know, in case we had an emergency. And I don't guess there's any that I know of, I'll put it that way, there's not any of the original people left that started this repeater. Their families are, but the original hams that started the repeater, you know, put the repeater together and put it up there, their families are seeing the results of what their husbands and our, you know, grandfathers and fathers and this sort of thing, they see what kind of difference it makes. And it's a wonderful thing, and I'm glad that we had it. I'm glad we had operators like yourself that were able to take an antenna and a radio and a power supply wherever you needed it to be and set it up so people could have a little bit of communication one way or the other.
I robbed my home base station. All I got left here is my little 2-meter radio, and everything's sitting up at the church, and that's what we've been using for the last couple of days. We've been stringing coax antennas in trees. We're clipping. We've got a J-pole clamped up on the ridges of the roof. And now I've got other antennas up. So we've been just wide open trying to get comms back up. And then the good thing that's come out of it is it's woke a lot of people up to how important this hobby really is. I can't tell you how many people come through and just ask me about how can I do this, how can I do this. Well, the first thing obviously is get your license, and then the second thing is get involved, and then start being a part of the repeater, being a part of the club, because it helped a lot knowing everybody's call sign, or most everybody's call sign. There's call signs come out of the woodworks that I've never heard before this week. But doing the net controls for the last 2 years almost has really helped prepare me for what has happened this week. Knowing how to take control of the situation, slow people down, don't get excited, work through it. You can get it and deal with it. Just like the repeater was real scratchy this morning, learning how to deal with that when you work through it. And that comes with practice and time, and just, but without that, when you start, there is a challenge.
Patrick, but it's all well worth it. I don't know if I told you on the telephone or not, but one good thing I feel like in my family that has come out of this mess is my youngest son and his wife, they've been listening to us on a scanner for a good long while, and Heidi, that's Stephen's wife, looked at him and she said, "We're getting our license." So she said, "Well, I want to be a part and be able to help." And so it's got them involved in it to the point where they are looking forward to getting their license so they can get on the air and talk with us.
I've got a church full of people that wanting to get their license now, so we've got to figure out how to get them licensed up because there's no club up here. I know I've talked to Chad and Jerry over there about coming over and teaching a class there at the church, and getting everybody licensed up so that they can do this. And just a little history on the church. They bought an old elementary school out, and I don't know when the elementary school was put in, but I know this is where I went to elementary school. So I roamed these halls as a, you know, as a 5 and 6 year old kid. And I've been running up and down these halls all week this week, and it has definitely brought back some memories there.
Didn't do you running and skipping and hopping like you used to when you were young? I pictured that in my mind as you were saying that. But, oh goodness, yeah, if the folks get up there and study, I can talk to RVE team later, and I can talk to the one up in Asheville. West Cars VE group, they'd be happy to come down and administer the test when the folks get ready for that, and I think that would be a wonderful thing to do.
I told them I doubt it'd be a problem, to get that done, just getting them to study and get through the technician class part of it at least. The preacher, he has, I don't know if any of y'all can hear at WGCR down there, AM 720, but he has mentioned us on the air. He has talked about all the good we've done, the capability we have, and he has seen such an importance in it that I'm sitting right beside the AM broadcast booth, so they can hear everything that's going on and all that stuff. And we're monitoring HF frequencies, and we're monitoring the repeater and everything going on. And he comes down there and just sits and listens sometimes.
I see if I can listen to, I should be able to hear that, 7:20 a.m. Up there. I have heard you on reverse a couple of times from up there, and so with them putting out a lot more than 50 watts or 100 watts, whatever, I believe I could probably hear them there, Patrick.
I'm pretty sure you can. I listen to them sometimes when I'm down there, and it's a 100,000 watt AM station. It grew from a little 10,000 watt AM station that just barely covered the valley up here to where now it's a 100,000 watt AM station. And it's just amazing to be a part of everything that they're doing and watch what the ham community has come together to do. It's just been amazing this week to watch and be a part of.
And we appreciate you coming in here and giving us a little rundown about what's been going on up there. We've heard a lot of it on the radio and on the repeater. But to have somebody to tell us a little bit more about what's going on behind the scenes and give us a first-hand eye view of what's going on, that really brings it home a little closer there. Over.
And there's been hammer operators that have just come up and they're volunteering in the warehouse, or they're volunteering to help out with whatever, because we need communications on the ground sometimes, and it's, between the buildings or all the way out front. And they've got little radios but they're not capable of what we are. And so we can move things around a lot quicker, and there's just been so much of that go on this week. So the church has really woken up and opened their eyes to how effective we can be in this situation.
Cause people to wake up a little bit, but it does show up the capabilities of what these folks can do and with their equipment that they have. And what most people don't understand is this is a hobby and we just enjoy it. And that's the main thing, and it really comes in handy in a lot of different cases.
For CRV comment.
Go ahead, comment.
For CRV, Lee in Simpsonville. Patrick, I've been
was monitoring you all week, man, and let me just say that you are definitely doing God's work. As a current member of the Blue Ridge Club, I'm one of those who came out of the woodwork. I've only been licensed a couple of months, but you are definitely, man, you are taking the bull by the horns. You are taking control. I appreciate you. You know, I don't know if anything I've done this week has really helped, but, man, you have really stepped up. You have taken control. And I don't know about anybody else, man, but you have, I really appreciate you, and I just want you to know that.
I think that's what you said your name was. Like I said, it's been a long week for me, and it's getting late tonight. So if I messed your name up, I'm sorry. I apologize. But, again, it's not me. I may be the one here holding the radio and holding the net, but it's all of us in it together. And I want to drive that point home. It is all of us in it together. Because I can sit there all day long and I can talk, but if nobody comes back to me, then I don't have anything. So y'all are putting the feet on it.
Well, I just want to let you know, man, I appreciate you. I appreciate everything you're doing.
N4AZE.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Patrick, let me pause here just a moment and see if we got any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet. At N4AZE, I believe it was. That's my neighbor over here. He hadn't checked in with me yet, so let me see if we got any other check-ins. All the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in, Kilo Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango. That's KC4PLT, Richard down here in Pentecost. Good hearing you on there, man. And good evening to everybody else on the net. And I'll be short time.
DOS. Please check in, Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. We're here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on that.
Control. Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India. KJ4BKI. Jack down here in Rock Hill, man. Y'all have a blessing. Rough time that way. Glad y'all everybody doing great. Man, I've been listening to y'all and 030 to South Carolina Heart System and playing the 190, been wearing it out. But, hey, prayers up, man, is all I can say. Y'all doing great. And doing real good for federal government got involved. But, hey, that's all I can say. Okay, we come back to y'all.
TOS. Whiskey 4, Sierra, Oscar Echo, Sean and Greer, negative and negative.
KI4DOS. KO4JQY, monitoring from the Greenville City EOC.
Yes. December 4, Alpha Zulu Echo, Dude and Easley, late check-in.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KC4PLT. That's Mr. Richard. He's down there in Pendergrass, Georgia. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you are doing well. And K4XB, that's Mr. Tommy and his sweet bride. KQ4TBD, that's Miss Angela. They're down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope both of y'all are well and safe. And Richard, I hope you're well and safe down there in Pendergrass, Georgia as well. And then we got KJ4BKI, good signal in the repeater from Rock Hill. There, Jack, appreciate you being with us. Hope you are doing well and staying safe. And W4SOE, that's Mr. Sean over there in Greer. Sean has been a big help and on the repeater quite a bit. Appreciate you doing what you've been doing, Sean. Hope you are doing well and staying safe. And then I got KO4JQY over there at the Greenville City EOC. Can I get your name, sir?
Yeah, sorry about that, Dustin.
Dustin, is that right?
Negative, Dustin. Delta Uniform, Sierra Tango, India, November.
Alrighty, I got it that time. I apologize. Sometimes my ears get all cranked up and I can't understand myself. But we got you in the log. Thank you for being with us. Hope you are doing well, and keep up the good work over there at the EOC. Then I'd like to say good evening to my neighbor, N4AZE. That's Mr. Dude over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dude. Hope you are doing well and staying safe. Any others all the way through the alphabet before we go back to Rex, you call KI4DOS.
Net control.